core formation via filament fragmentation and the impact of ambient pressure on it, by S. Nathpindikar et al. Prestellar cores are generally spheroidal, some of which appear oblate while others appear prolate. Very few of them appear circular in projection. Little, however, is understood about the processes or the physical conditions under which prolate, oblate cores form. We find that an initially subcritical filament experiencing relatively low pressure, is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 4 kcm3, forms prolate cores, i.e., those with axial ratios in excess of unity, via gradual accumulation of gas in density crests. Meanwhile, a filament that is initially transcritical and experiences pressure similar to that in the solar neighborhood, between few times 10 to the power of 4 kcm3 few times 10 to the power of 5 kcm3, forms oblate cores, i.e., those with axial ratios less than unity, via genes like fragmentation. At higher pressure, however, fragments within the filament do not tend to survive as they rebound soon after formation. We also argue that quasi-oscillatory features of velocity gradient observed along the filament axis, and in the direction orthogonal to the axis, are integral to the filament evolution process and arise due to the growth of corrugations on its surface. The axial component of the velocity gradient, in particular, traces the gas flow along the filament length. We therefore posit that it could be used to constrain the filament formation mechanism. The magnitude of the respective components of velocity gradients increases with increasing external pressure. This was core formation via filament fragmentation and the impact of ambient pressure on it, by S. Nathpindikar et al.